Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Fantastic Fridays. And it is fantastic. I hope you are having a fantastic day already. And if you're not, it's high time you did so. Well, this is a great day. I welcome each and every one of you to the show today. It's been a great week, all week long, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Empowerment, inspiration, and more inspiration, motivation. Some of us was coming off of a great time from last weekend on Saturday. Oh, my God, what an awesome day we had, being motivated, being inspired, being encouraged, being supported. It was just totally awesome. Words cannot describe. And now the DVDs are available. You can get a copy from the various presenters. You can contact them right from the internet. They have websites. Ms. Adele Foster has her own website. Mr. Howard Scott has his website. And you can go and you can get a copy of their message, powerful message, speeches. I mean, you can just absolutely get it. Well, there is so much more to come. Definitely get ready. Definitely get ready for January the 15th and 16th. It's happening back in Newark, so make sure you get the information for that. Also, it's December. If you haven't had enough, we have more training going on, personal development training. Now, remember, today is Friday, so you get to call us and tell us about your business, what your business is about, what products or services you have, where you're located, why you do what you do. You're going to have 2 minutes or less to tell us right here live on the Coach LaLisa Show. We stand ready to hear. We want to support you, help you, help promote your business, get the word out. You know, it's something about the word of mouth. It still works. The word of mouth still works as it relates to marketing. You know, the most important thing that you can do in your business outside of coming up with those very wonderful, nice topics that you have, the next best thing is to tell somebody about those. So you got to go out. You got to get the word out there and let people know about your business. And we want to be able to help you do that. So right here on the Coach LaLisa Show, you can call in every Friday. You do this, and we've been doing this now for about a month. So every Friday, you call in and you tell us about your business. We stand ready to hear all about it. So we know God is doing great things in your life, and we know He's doing great things in our life, and we want to be able to share that, because you never know who you're going to impact, whose life you're going to change. And somebody is going to look at your life and they're going to say, you know what, I can do what I need to do now. I see what's happening, I see what's going on, and I think now I can make it. I can run on a little further. So you want to get the word out there about your life. You're going to be able to do that right here on the Coach LaLisa Show. So good morning, and welcome. Tell us about what you're doing. Now, today is Friday, and Friday, you know, I want to make sure we have enough time for people to call in and share. The number to call in, I'll give it to you right now. Write this number down. The number to call in to tell us about your business, 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Now, don't forget, we have coach training coming. For those of you who want to be a life coach, spiritual coach, health coach, financial coach, there's different areas to specialize in. Find your niche as a coach. Then you have your success coaches. You have your executive coaches. These are people who typically have been a CEO or vice president or some other type of high-level management. And these individuals will coach other executives on how to be a success. So coaching is about being a success in a particular area. What area do you want to help someone gain success? You know, you have fitness coaches. They want to help people gain success in their health. Then there's your financial coaches. You actually have acting coaches. People, you know, actors, they have coaches. They coach them in how to act. You have people in the sports industry who have coaches. They coach them on how to do whatever particular sports they're in. Various athletes, they have even personal coaches outside of the team. You always have a team coach that is there to help the team be successful. But then the individual has their own coach, personal coaches, to help them be a success. And that's what coaching is about. When you have a deep, deep, deep desire in wanting to help people become a success, and that's what your job is as a coach. So coaches go about it in different ways of doing that. So here in the Coach LaLisa Show, the way we go about helping you become a success in your various areas is that we try to discover what areas that you are concerned with, what areas that are important to you, and then we try to bring topics to demonstrate, to inform you about maybe something you didn't know about before. So maybe we try to inform you about a new strategy or a new way of thinking, and then we give you some examples, and then you have to apply it. Apply. Application is the number one thing to help you become a success. If you don't, you could go, let's just say you go to the gym and they teach you how to use all the equipment. So they've informed you about it. That's great. And they've told you what kind of exercises to do. But what happens if you don't do them? So let's just say you go to the gym every week and you just stand there and you just look at the equipment. What will happen if you just look at the equipment? If you just look at the track, or you just look at, you know, you take a gander, you look at the swimming pool, what will happen to you physically? You're right, absolutely nothing. And that's like with everything. In order for something to work, you have to put action behind it. And so that's going to be our focus for today, since this is Friday, and we won't get a chance to really talk to you between now and Monday. We got to talk to you about taking action, taking those steps. Now, a lot of times, people will not act. They won't take the steps that they need to take in order to become who they're supposed to be, or to have what they're supposed to have, or to do what they're supposed to do. And quite frankly, just to be very frank with you, it doesn't serve me any joy. I get no success out of, I love to have you here listening to the show. That's great, because we know we give out some very important information, and we're here to inform you. But if you don't go and practice the points and the steps that we give you, now that's going to make me very sad, because what's going to happen is, this is why I'm going to be very sad, if you don't go and practice what we're telling you to do throughout the weeks and months and days of the show. This is what will happen if you don't go and practice. You won't see results. You can come and listen to the show every day faithfully, and again, we appreciate your support, your encouragement. But it won't serve you any good if you don't see results. It's just like the gym. If you go to the gym, you pay for a membership. Let's just say you purchase a $50 a month membership for the gym, and you go twice a week, but you just look at the equipment. You walk around, you spend an hour or two looking at the equipment. You bought the membership. You did go to the gym. The trainer or the fitness specialist took the time to show you various exercises, show you various ways that you could tone your body up, reshape your body, lose weight, whatever your goal is. You discuss it. You put it on pens. You put it on paper, you know, with pen or pencil. You write it down. But you go there every week and you just look at the equipment. You step over a few pieces and you go back home. Well, after you can do that. Let's just say you do that for 6 entire months. What's going to happen? Nothing. There will be no, you will see no results. And it's the same way with any type of development, training, motivational seminars. You can come. You can take notes. You can take fierce notes. But we have to get you to the next step where you're practicing this. Because this is a guarantee I can make. I know I can make this guarantee. I can't make promises, okay, because I can make one, but a promise is easy to break. At least with the, and then if you make a promise to someone and you break that promise, sometimes people are very hurt for a long time behind that. You know, that's why, you know, God is so, he's so meticulous. God does not break promises. He can't. He can't break a promise. That's why he's God. But we can. That's why we're not God. That's how we know we're not God. So for anybody who thinks they're God, no, you're not. Because you could break promises. But anyway, that's to my point. So, but we can make a guarantee. Because why? We've seen it happen. We know this happens over and over and over again. Action will produce the thing that you're acting out. Okay, let me say that again. Acting will produce the thing you're acting out. So let's just say you're acting out your anger because you just feel that's important. You know, some people are like that. Oh, I'm angry, and when I'm angry, I'm going to let everybody know. And typically, they have a very angry life, and things around them are angry because that's the way they act. So whatever you act, however you act, that's what you're going to get. So what we're telling you is that your actions, remember people used to say your actions speak louder than words, because your actions are taking you somewhere. And so you want to, I'm asking you right now, where are you headed? You know, sometimes we ask the youth that when we do youth seminars and when we go to the high schools and we talk to the youth and we'll ask youth, you know, where are you headed? I can ask you, where are you headed? And people sometimes, they stumble for a minute. They're startled. They're like, and even with young people, you often hear them say, I don't know. And that's true. Sometimes they don't know because they're not consciously thinking about it. Well, and then I could sound back and say, or shoot back and say, I can tell you where you're headed. Basically, just look at your actions. For instance, let's say you're in school. You're a student in school. You're 10th, 11th grade. Maybe even a senior, but let's just say 9th and 11th grade. Well, just let me spend the day with you, interview you about your actions. I can tell you exactly where you're headed. You may say, well, I go to school, I meet up with my friends, you know, hang out with them in the hallway, whatever, whatever. While I'm in class, I sit and I doodle all day, or I daydream about the things I want in life. Then I go home and I meet up with some more friends. I get on the telephone and Oh, we talk about the day's events, who did what, when, where, and how. And I eat dinner. I go to bed, listen to a little music or whatever, go to bed. Well, I can tell you right where that student is going to end up based on their actions. Because they never mentioned they did any homework. They never mentioned that they read a book. Okay. That student is more than likely, depending on the school they're in, the school may pass them to the 12th grade. And what's going to happen, though, remember, all those classes you take, see, when I was in high school, I used to think that when you got a letter grade, that meant something. Well, it does mean something. It adds up to numbers. And I don't think they explain this well enough to students and definitely not parents. So it adds up to a number. And I remember when I got to the 11th grade, I was so shocked when they told me, you know, I'm thinking I'm in the 11th grade. I got one more grade. I'll be, in the 12th grade. And somehow the guidance counselor let it slip, or somehow I found out that in order to graduate, you needed a certain number. And I can't, for some reason, like 370 sticks out of my mind. I don't know if that's correct or not, but for some reason, that number is there. Maybe it was higher. I don't know. Maybe that was a number I had, and you needed like 1,000 or something. But somehow 370 is there, and whatever it is, I was my real score was just way off of whatever was needed to graduate. So that's why I went on and dropped out, because the scoring, started, a long time ago. Maybe 9th or 10th grade. Okay, all those classes they have you taking, algebra and geometry and English and reading and social studies and all that stuff, science, botany, all those things. Those numbers add up when you get a good grade. And I wasn't. So anyway, but I'm saying all that to say that's just giving you a story of how, because of that, and that impacted me a great deal. That was such a long time ago that I was in 11th grade. But yet, I still remember it like it was just yesterday. Because it's the same thing, y'all. It's the same thing. Your actions tell you where you're going. And so, again, let's not be so surprised when we end up certain places, okay? Because look at our actions. They got us here. All right, I could use a financial situation. I'm broke. I have no money. Let's just say that's the scenario. Okay. How did I get broke? What actions led up to this point? Well, got paid, didn't save any money. Got paid, didn't save any money. Got paid, didn't save any money. I'm just giving you an example. So let's just say it's a person who gets paid every week. Let's say it's a person who gets paid every 2 weeks. Let's just say you're a person that gets paid once a month. If you get paid once a month, regardless of the amount, $5 or $5,000, it doesn't matter, and you do not save a portion of your check, your pay, your income, however you want to call it, there could come a time where, in any given moment, where you will not have any money, because you get money through saving. When you spend, S-P-E-N-D, and I'm not even a financial analyst, but, this is not rocket science. When you spend all that you have, you will eventually have no money. You may have things. Trust me, I have a car, okay? I have a mortgage, because we say we own houses and we don't yet own them because we don't own the deed. The bank does, or the mortgage company does. But we pay the rent, and if you don't pay the mortgage, guess what? They will take that house that we think we own. But anyway, but we say we own the house. You know how it is. Now, here we are, though. We have, we're not saving, and we're spending. So we have things. Okay, so you got a car, got some furniture, got a nice entertainment center. You may have a flat-screen television or two. You may have some diamonds, whatever stuff that you have bought with the money. But now, how fast can you liquidate that and turn it into cash? Well, first of all, the car that we have, we already know the minute we drove off the lot, it depreciated by thousands of dollars. So, but and you know, how easy is it to sell a car and get cash for? I ride around and see cars on the street with signs up for sale for a long, long time. But anyway, so I think I drove the point home well enough. Hopefully, actions are taking us where we're going. Again, you don't save, you won't have money. You'll have things, but not cash. You get cash, you have to save something. So I know right there that's helping somebody, including myself, because I was the biggest perpetrator of that. It just took me the longest time to realize that. Because, you know, we pay everybody. We pay the electricity, the phone, the cell phones. We get the kids things. We do this, we do that, we do that. And we forget, or we never were taught. Somehow we forgot to save some. And that's what we got to get to, okay? So there's that. There is that. The other thing is, if you have a business, now, you can interrupt me with this. If you have a business, you just have to dial the phone. Well, some of you are on the phone line. That's great. If you want to tell us about your business, you have 2 minutes. 2 minutes or less, tell us about your business, what you do, why you do it, and you just got to hit the number one key. So you would go something like this. Hi, this is Lalisa J. Williams. I'm the CEO of Performance Strategies Unlimited. We are a training, coaching, and speaking company where we help people change their lives for the better, where we coach people to success, where we help organizations improve their bottom line through increased productivity, through increased employee and staff development. So now, that wasn't even barely a minute. I told you the name of the company. I told you what we do. I told you why we do it. Okay? So we do it to increase productivity so people can have success in life. That's the coaching part. You can contact us at www.performancestrategiesunlimited.net. I'm sorry, .com. Or you can contact us at 888-714-7776. So that's how you can do it. So you can call in, hit the number one key, and we will be glad to put you on the air so you can blast out your business to the world, The whole world will know what you do. Now, marketing is, and if you're in the chat room, please type it in the chat room and I will read it for you. Type it in the chat room and I will do your voiceover. Type in there the name of your company, your website, your phone number. These, in business and sales, what we call that would be your one-minute proposition. This is like your elevator speech, okay? They call it your one-minute proposition. It's like a mini proposal. And the reason why it should be short is because, again, let's just say you're in the elevator and you happen to be riding with a person that could really impact your business in a positive way, maybe financially. Maybe they can offer leadership support. You know, a lot of times we look for money. But what I look for sometimes more than money is strategy. When you meet people who have great strategy, you can get the money. You know, a lot of times we just need strategies. We need someone that can help us. All right, Coach K in the chat room, good morning. Good morning, Ms. Patricia in the chat room. Good morning, and welcome. Welcome to the show today, Friday. Fantastic. Okay, the Coach K of Life, Inc. All right. It's the name of his company, the Coach K of Life. He also has radio shows right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. That's KBEN. I think that's the name of the radio station. If not, he will type it in for me. I'm sure of that. We want to get it right so that you can get it right. But I'm really, really passionate, y'all, about getting us to this point where we're actually doing what we say we're going to do so we can have what we want to have. And if nothing changes, nothing will change. So in other words, if you come on the show and, yes, life, okay, yes, the Coach K of Life, Inc., he's a life coach, He's a sales coach and a motivational speaker. Right down my alley. His number is 800-520-9585. That's 800-520-9585. He is the Coach K of Life, and you can reach him at thecoachkoflife.com. Thecoachkoflife.com. That's his website. Now, let me teach you a little bit about website addresses. Whenever you hear .com, .net, if you said a ., then that's a website. But if you hear the at sign, if there's an at sign, that means it's an email address. That way you won't get confused. Whenever there's a, if it's an email address, you always have to hear something, something, at something, 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 okay? But when it's a website, it can be a name, then dot, com, net, TV, the biz, there's so many dots. But it's the world of the dot coms. And I remember when dot com first came out. And here's the other thing about websites. Today, for the most part, you don't have to do www. You can. It's okay. But if it's taking up space, you can, when you go to the internet, you don't need to type that in. If you just type what's behind the www dot, type everything else behind that, you will still pull up that website. Unless, of course, it's an interest site from your job and things like that. They may make you put in the http://. They may make you put that in. So, the Coach K of Life, his company, and he has a network, and it's an organization. Oh, yeah, he's telling me the different extensions. Yeah, there's .com, .net. There's so many dots. It's, like, incredible. There's a bunch. I mean, you can even get the foreign dots because you have other countries. They also have their dots. So you got the UK, you got in Canada and different places. So there's, you could go online and look up all the dots. There's a bunch of them. But it's the world of the dot-coms. So there you go, Coach K of Life. Also, welcome Miss Kiva. Can't wait to hear about her awesome event that she does once a month, Women of Destiny and Men of Valor. And if you want to call in to tell us about your business, you only need to call 347-945-7991. Hit the number one key. Now, next year, oh my goodness, 2011, get ready, y'all, for 2011, because that is going to be a year of great manifestation. See, if you want to manifest the best, you have to invest in yourself. And the investment is only going to come true if you take action. If nothing changes, nothing changes. You got to do it. You can't just come and listen. It's like the law of attraction. What you speak, you're going to attract it to you. When you speak a word, when you say, I want to change my attitude, let's just say you say, I want a new attitude. Let's just say you want to do like myself and some other people. I'm into positive thinking. I love positive thinking. I loved positive thinking before I even knew that it was a field of study and a field of practice and things like that, because I learned it from my home. My mother, she taught us about this. One day when I was a teenager, my mother came home, and my mother worked for the IRS, and she was in all the various committees and things like that. But I remember as a little girl even, my mother was a brownie leader. And when I was like 5 years old, I was in maybe, well, I was like first grade, so I was like, you know, maybe six. Because I actually started school at four, so because my birthday is in November, and back in those days, you know, you sent your child to school, so no problem. Today, you got to take tests and do all these other things. But back then, it was the parents' choice if you wanted to put them in school in that September while they were still four and going to be five. But anyway, so here we are. I'm in the first grade or so, and my mother was the brownie leader. And we used to meet at the Millville Primary School in Millville, Cincinnati, Ohio. And it was like maybe about seven or eight girls, and two of them, me and my sister, were in this group. And I remember the little brown uniform with the little brownie hat and all that cute stuff. So anyway, my mother was doing that kind of stuff, and she would play games and activities with us. So I guess you could say I kind of got it, honestly. And you have to be a very positive person to want to lead a brownie troop. And then at church, you know, on Sunday, she was the Sunday school teacher. So again, we had the kids. She had us, because she had 7 kids, so that made sense for them to give her the Sunday school class with the children in it. Right, right. So she played activities and games with us and all that stuff. And taught us about the Bible. And so, but, well, I'm saying all that to say that one day she came home when I was probably about 9th grade or so, and, you know, she would talk about different things that happened at work. Well, one day she drew a glass, and she drew the line like as if there was water in it halfway. And she said to us, "How do you see this glass?" And then, you know, of course, do you see it half empty or half full? Okay? And that's when she taught myself and the other siblings, I don't remember who all else was sitting there, probably Steve and probably Jan and probably Cookie at least. Those are the other siblings who were close to my age. Two, just a year or two older, and one a year younger. So she would say that, she said that people who see the glass half empty were people, they call them pessimists. They always see the negative. I'll never forget my mother teaching me this when I was around the 9th or 10th grade. It had to be around the 9th grade, I'm thinking. And because I remember we were living out in Finlater Gardens, and that's when we were living out there is when I was, we moved out there when I was going to the 8th grade. And she said, people who see the glass half full are optimists. Now I'm thinking, okay, I'm the kid that doesn't like to read, doesn't like to do homework. Okay, I'm like, hey, what are you talking about, lady? And so, you know, she began to explain that optimists are people who always see the bright side of things. They always look for the good. Pessimists, the people who saw the glass half empty, they always look for the negative. They always see things that, they always look for the bad, okay? Say for instance, okay, a new day comes. They're already looking for things to go wrong. They just woke up. My God, you didn't even get out of bed yet. You're already thinking about, oh, what if the hot water doesn't come on? Okay, what if I go downstairs and there's no eggs? What if I get a call from, you know, they're always looking for the bad stuff. You know, or what if it rains and I forgot to buy an umbrella last week, all right? Where the optimistic person wakes up and says, oh, today is going to be a great day. You know, I'm going to meet so-and-so. I'm going to get that phone call that I've been waiting for. No matter what happens, I'm going to think positive. They just see the bright side of everything. They're like, oh, thank God it's another day. They always look for the bright, even if something goes wrong. That's the funniest thing about optimistic type people. So I look at it as positive thinking, but I just, because of what my mother taught me, I just understand it to be optimism. That's legitimate. Optimism are people who see the good and stuff, and they look for the bright side of things. And so even if the wrong thing happens, you're looking for the good in it. And sometimes I do that, and it really annoys people. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It's my mother's fault. She brought that thing home when I was in the 9th grade, and it changed my life. I never forgot it. I'm sorry. It's her fault. Blame her. You know, she was always doing that kind of stuff. You know, but, yes, you know, I had to fight hard, y'all, to drop out of school and to do poorly. It was a fight. I got beat almost every single day of my life because my mother was, she was bright. And she used to read a lot and all of that, and she was always bringing home these cool things like that. And I rejected it. I was rebellious. I fought against her. Me and my mother, we always fought, but that's why. Because she was always telling me what to do that was right, and I was telling her, no, lady, I'm going to do wrong. What's wrong with you? Are you crazy? Don't you get it? But she didn't get it. But she pretty much left me alone, but she didn't give up. Thank God. Thank God she didn't give up. And I know some of you parents are going through this. Don't give up, please. One day your daughter is going to be on the radio or television or who knows what they'll have by then, and they're going to give back all that great information. You told them the brain is a funny thing, and they're picking up on stuff. They may not let you know. But so anyway, that was one thing I never forgot. So now here we are. back to today, what you're going to do. Okay, and we have someone who wants to share. Thank you. I'm going to open up the phone line. Welcome to the Coach and Alisa Show. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and if you're calling to shout out a business or make a comment or a question.
Yes, good morning.
Caller, I'm sorry, 615 area code. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Kiva
Renee.
Good
morning.
How are you, Coach?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I had the phone on. Okay, go.
How are you, Coach? This is Kiva Renee from Nashville.
Nashville in the house, yes. Good morning, Kiva. How are you?
I am great. Awesome. God is so wonderful.
Wow. Tell us. How
so
wonderful
exciting.
Is he?
He is awesome. He is the mighty God. He is the one who knows everything, pushes us to the next dimension in our lives. He is awesome. And I'm just so grateful and so thankful. And he's just teaching us to trust him. Last night was awesome, awesome event for Women of Destiny, now also including Men of Valor.
Mm.
And I had my first guy there, a man from college, and he was so touched by the testimonies of the women that he is going to bring other men from school to be touched. He told me he was going to bring young men with him next month and the month after that because he was so inspired by what my own mother said last night, because she was on the panel. And she said, when you have it, you have to have a dream. Take the dream, put it in your heart, have it manifest in your mind, see it every day, and you will have it come to pass. And as you trust God, and don't never give up, because there will be hard days, hard times, but when you never give up, he will bring it to pass. And that young man was so inspired by what my mother said. It was just an awesome night, awesome night, awesome night. You know, I was just very so encouraged. Also, a coworker came, and she was very inspired, and you know, that's what it's about. Women helping women, and now also men helping men in an environment that the presence of God can just manifest and just take you to the next dimension in your life. It was awesome. My own daughter spoke, and she just, you know, was so free to say how God brought her from New Jersey to here, how she was just liberated, you know, being a product of divorce can be hard on young people. And she just opened up and said how God, you know, brought her and just made her happy. And that she is now inspired to start her own business, in, you know, through learning in college. And it was just a liberating night. I'm so excited.
Wow, wow, Kiva. That's awesome. And I have been in the presence of your mother, and she definitely is a woman who has got a lot of inspiring words and knowledge, and oh my God. So I can just imagine that young man, you know, taking all that in. And I know she was pouring out. And your daughter, how awesome. Again, here's another daughter who is getting to see an example of success. I mean, what's not to want to, you know, to aspire to be like? How awesome is that? And so great, and it looks like we have another caller, so we thank you for sharing that. Wonderful, wonderful. Keep going with Women of Destiny and Men of Valor, and people can connect with you. Give us your information where they can connect with you.
Yes. Our phone number is 615-739-0111. And also at myspace.com/womenofdestinynj. And thank you, Coach.
No, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Okay, we're going to put you back on hold. We're going to open up this other phone line and hear from this caller. Caller, area code 469. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Deborah Calhoun. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. My grandson is texting. Good morning.
Hey, Deborah in Texas. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. Once again, I want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to hear such so many wonderful people on the phone each morning. It's such a blessing to me. Oh, my God, it's such a blessing. And like I said, once again, I'm taking everything in charge, everything you guys are giving me, I'm using and executing my life. So truly, it's worth getting up to tap into this great talk radio show. But I know I only have 1 minute, so I just want to tell you about a business that I have just started. It's only been in 1 month, and it's one of the business. But I'm very excited about it once again. I'm always looking for an opportunity, and I'm always looking for a way to God to bless me so that I can be financially stable to help my family and friends. And the business is 5 weeks. It's a telecommunication company. It's been out approximately about 20 years now, but there's still room at the bottom to move up the top. And I'm pretty excited about the business. I'm sharing it with my friends and family. And we know we're moving to the new age, so it's all about telecommunication. And what we're offering is home communication, such as just like the home TV digital system went in place going in 2011. They're going to be doing the home phone. They're going to be all the analog phones, and they're going to be all the time transformed over to digital. So that is one of our main flagship products that we're selling and that we're putting out in the marketplace. So I'm still learning more of the business, because knowledge is power, so that I can present my one-minute showcase to the person in the elevator. But I'm really, really excited about the business and the opportunity that it has for me to my family. And my
wonderful
information is 469-398-9232. And my website is www.linx.com. I can xray.net/C-Telecom. And that's my presentation for the day. Thank you so much, Ms. Logan. Back to you.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Deborah in Dallas, in Texas, and not Dallas, but I think somewhere near that area. And she has the telecom business. And her website, 5links.com/, I think she said, C as in cat, telecom. If I'm not mistaken, that's what she said.
Correct.
I think that's what you said. Correct, Deborah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we are here, and we thank you for calling. Again, you can call, give us your 1 minute or 2 minute elevator speech. Tell us the name of your company, what you do, what kind of product or service that you have to offer. Again, I think I made it clear to everyone. Oh, yeah, Coach K, yes, did you actually hear? Yeah, it's a telecom company where they have the telephones, and her website, that was Miss Deborah, her website is 5links, linx.com/C as in Charlie, or cat, telecom, T-E-L-E-C-L-M. And you can go to her website. Again, she's on. She does listen to the show. She's been tuning in. And so we will have other opportunities throughout the week, toward the end of the show, for various people who call in to tell us a little bit about your business, from time to time, we do actually interview different ones of you who come onto the show to for like a 15-minute interview about your company and what you do. So also, if you would like to do that, all you have to do is inbox me from Facebook, and we will set it up. We'll set a date and time. The only days that I usually won't do that will be on a Wednesday, because on Wednesdays we have, that's Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker, that's his show. But other than that, we can do that. Now we had so much fun on Tuesday with trivia, so now Tuesdays we will have more, not just one trivia. We will have trivia questions throughout the show. Also, we're going to be looking for prizes. I know everybody likes prizes, but coming in January, we will actually be giving away prizes, because I can't just give them away until I have a system to give them away. So we will have, there'll have to be money prizes, unfortunately, because people on the show are from all over the place, and we won't be able to maybe ship items all over, but everybody can get that email that has money. You can put in your bank card or put into your PayPal account. So there will be money prizes, and most people like money anyway. So that's what we have to look forward to for January. So please go tell everybody you know to start tuning into the show, because also in January 2011, now you all are going to hear this first. You're going to hear it first from me, but others will hear as well. Starting January, we will also be giving away giveaways and prizes to the individuals who invite the most people to the show and they actually tune in. So on any given day, whoever gets the most people tuning into the show. So we're pushing the envelope here, y'all. We got to take the Culture Lisa show to a whole new level. I got so many awesome things coming. Starting Monday, get this, starting Monday morning. Again, when I do my show, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, when I have a topic such as how to get over your negative emotions, how to get over resentment, how to handle discontent. What about when you're discontented? How to handle the frustrations of the fear of failure. So many people have fear of failure and fear of success. All these different topics we're going to be working on to make you stronger, better, wiser, bigger, more powerful, more successful. I'm going to be also doing PowerPoints on various topics, maybe not all topics, but quite a few of them. And for those of you who email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com or you inbox me on Facebook and tell me that you and send me your email address, I will email you the PowerPoint. Starting Monday, I will email you the PowerPoint ahead of time, and you can follow along with the topic from PowerPoint if you're able to. I know some of you can't because you will be working or driving or doing whatever, you can't. But for those of you who are sitting at a desk or a computer and you can open the PowerPoint, that will be really, really cool. You'll have a nice PowerPoint to look at, and the points are there. That way you can print it out, take notes, do whatever you have to. And there's a lot of other things I'm going to be teaching as part of the coaching show coming up in the near future. We're going to be doing some more teaching on internet marketing, marketing 2.0. We're going to be teaching taking success to another dimension, taking success to a whole new dimension, not just another level, but another dimension. So you have that, because I'm pushing hard and fast because I need to see results. I need to see people actually doing what they've come here to be informed about. You don't just come to the show to be informed, you know, to feel good. That's great and that's wonderful. But because I am a performance coach, and that's, you know, what I'm studying, you know, training and performance improvement. I didn't pay these people $80,000 for a degree that I haven't even gotten yet, and I've already paid them that amount of money. I haven't paid that amount of money just to say, well, you came, you learned, we told you, and now it's up to you to go and do it. Well, yes, part of that's true, but I need to check to make sure you're doing it, and I need to see why you're not doing it. Okay, so yes, it's, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you heard. Okay, but I want to know what happened when you went back to your workplace or back to your home life and began to implement the strategies, the tips, the steps, the keys that we've given you on the show to help you achieve your goals and your or your attitude change or changing your characteristics or your personality. How is that working for you? And if you're not making the change, why not? What's stopping you? What's the hindrance? Like some people, they want to leave because some people, they want their dream job. But they won't leave their current job or they won't start their dream job on the side. I need to know why not. What's the hindrance there? What's blocking you from doing it? Because more than likely, not more than likely, but there's a solution to it. And there's no need for you to continue trying and not getting results because eventually you're going to get frustrated. And then in your mind, you're going to be, well, the Coach of the Lisa show doesn't work because you're not seeing the results. But results don't come just because you heard a good message. That's why so many people in the church are still living the same kind of life. Because in most churches, you know, it's impossible for the pastor to follow up to make sure that you're implementing, number one, what they're teaching. But here's the problem. It's not just about implementation. You got to see why a person is not implementing. What's the hang up? What's the hold up? And then we need to help remove some of those barriers. Okay? Sometimes people don't implement because by the time they get off the air with us or by the time they get, you know, out of the seminar, they start doing all this negative talk. They start the negative belief system that was bridled during the seminar, the teleseminar, the radio show, that comes back to them and, you know, tears them down, tears down whatever new information they learned. And it's really sad. So we don't want that happening. When you get off of the show, whatever topic we're dealing with, whether it's accountability, goal setting, forgiveness, handling our fears, operating in optimistic, operating in, you know, I hate that word, as a speaker, I can't stand it. Isn't that right? My dirty little pet peeve. Operating in what we are trying to do, our new way of thinking, our new mindset. You know, what's hindering that? We got to get rid of that. We got to get that. Just like if a person is having some heart problems, they go to the doctor. The doctor wants to, you know, when your heart has to pump blood. And in order for it to pump blood, it needs to have a rhythm, a certain rhythm, a certain beat. And it needs oxygen to do that. And if the heart isn't pumping properly, if something clogs up its ability or stops it or hinders it from pumping blood to the rest of the body, it's a big problem. And the doctor wants to know, let me move whatever is the blockage. And that's how we got to be. What's blocking us from doing what we've learned? What's the holdup? What's the hindrance? Because you should be, and it's fine if things are getting better. You should see things changing. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Because if nothing changes, nothing has changed. Okay? You need to see changes in your attitude, in your mindset, in your way of thinking, in your belief system, and ultimately in your behavior, in your actions. And if your behavior and your actions change, then your destiny ought to look different. We ought to end up in a different place than we were 6 months ago, a year ago. If that's not happening, that's a problem. It's just like with a piece of machinery. If your car isn't performing the way you want, you're going to take it to a mechanic. If you have a piece of machinery that's not performing the way you want, you're going to take it to a specialist. Even if your computer isn't acting right, what do they tell you? Oh, you need to clean it up. If you were to call Dell or Canon or Sony, whoever you purchase, HP, whoever you purchased your machine from, if it's not acting right, the first thing they're going to tell you is clean it out. They're going to tell you, oh, you have a lot of cookies, a lot of residue. That's what cookies are. Cookies for a computer, you don't munch on them, you don't chew on them. The computer chews on them, and it eats up your memory and causes your computer to run slow or to run abnormal. Well, if you have cookies, so to speak, in your life, these negative comments, it's going to hinder you putting into practice the things that you're learning here, the things that you want to move forward to advance your business, your personal life, your success at work, your success in your marriage and your relationships, your family relationships, your friend, relationship with your friends, relationships with your supervisor, relationship with yourself. You know, you need to be in partnership with you before you, you know, before we start. Unfortunately, most of us didn't know that before we got married. The greatest friendship and partnership you want to have before you ever settle down with somebody is the friendship and the partnership with yourself. So if we're always beating up on ourselves and telling ourselves we're stupid, you know how you make an idea or you make a decision and you're like, oh, I'm stupid, that was stupid. Well, sometimes we do things that are stupid, I understand that. But for the most part, you know, we shouldn't be telling ourselves that. Because remember, the brain only knows to do what we tell it. So if we keep telling our brain we're stupid, the brain now knows to go and act stupid. That's why you got to be careful. You can't tell children you're stupid. I will guarantee you, whatever you see your child doing, you don't like it, get out a piece of paper or a notebook and begin to log what you've said to that child all day and all week. That's it. Don't even go back last month. Don't even go back last year. Just deal with what you said to them today. Your spouse, maybe it's not your child, maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your coworker. Maybe it's you. Whoever you're talking to, right? Start writing down the words that come out of your mouth. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Begin to write down the words. And you may say, well, I don't have time to do that. Well, if you don't have time to do that, then you really don't have time to get better. Then you don't have time for success if you don't have time to do that. And I think we have another caller.
Yeah.
Do we have a... Yes, you're on the air, 513. Okay, maybe not. Maybe that was a mistake. Sometimes people, you know, you have your phone laying down and you could hit it by mistake.
Would you like to make them, would you like me to have them ready?
No, she's talking to a customer. That was cute, but we could have heard her wonderful customer service skills. But, so here's how it goes. She's going to later when I talk to her, she'll say, oh, I didn't do it on purpose. Okay, I think, let's see if we have another, I think, did you have a comment, 469?
Yes, Lalisa, I have another question. I just want to say, you know, when you are an entrepreneur, it's kind of like you're out there by yourself. And like you said yesterday, we as entrepreneurs do need motivation, and we need someone to hold us accountable as well. And listening to your show and taking it and putting it into action, it's kind of holding us accountable, and we come back and kind of give you a report, okay, I put this into action, how great it was. And, I mean, I felt like a kid, but it felt great to go and put this in action. Even when Mr. Walker was talking on Wednesday morning about forgiveness and how to forgive another person and learn to face, you know, that situation or face the fears, I took that action on that Thursday, that Wednesday morning, and began to face some things, whether it was good or whether it was bad, but began to face it head on. And all of these things are so important. These recipes are part of our life that makes us and help us get to the next level. I mean, you are so awesome. I mean, you really have it on. Everything you say is like I so relate to it. And I feel like it's strictly for me. It's almost like the word when you're in church. It's just for me. And I'm excited about it because it's just for me because I need it right now in my life. So I want to say thank you again. And don't want to take up the time, but thank you so much. Back to you, Lois.
Oh, no. No, your call is very welcomed always. We thank you so much, Deborah. We thank you for your words of encouragement, and you know we're all coaching, you know, and happy to help each other. And so you also a big help, because we do want to know that we are helping someone, but also in the chat room, they are actually chatting it up. Coach K wants to remind everybody he has a Holy Ghost party coming at 10 a.m., so you can join him on the Coach. He's on Blog Talk Radio, so you have to put in his name. You're going to find his show. It's on at 10. Also, Coach K said, we can point the finger all over the place, but it means nothing if we don't accept the blame for what we're not doing or what we are doing. And Ms. Pat said, next year, a new computer coach, your computer girl, will be back in full swing. So excited. Can't wait. Also, Coach K had said, and I like this. This is great, Coach K. He said, if you want your dream job, he said, here's a good piece of advice for you. Why not go out on a limb? He says, isn't that where the fruit is? That is so true. Oh, my God. That is powerful, Coach K. It's out on the limb, people. We got to go out on the limb. So Coach K is also very powerful, very awesome man. He has been on the show before. We definitely want to have him come back and talk to us and give him some space on here to share, because he's very, very faithful. He comes to the show all the time, and he really definitely doesn't have to. He has his own, not only show, but he has shows. So we're definitely going to invite him back and get a date that he can come on. But I know he's also very busy, also an author and doing many, many great things. Yes, Ms. Deborah, we want to encourage you, support. You're right. We got to be able to be held accountable. We want to get this done. We want to get it done right, because, again, I need to see a change. If I'm here calling myself Coach Lalisa, and I'm, you know, calling myself coaching people, then I need to see the results for you, because that's what you want. That's why you're tuning in, and I need to see the results. I need to see you saying that, okay, yes, I tried that and it worked. Or if you tell me, I'm okay. That's why I'm a coach. Okay, that's why I'm a, you know, certified bona fide coach. Is because then the next step is, if it doesn't work, let's look at why not. So we don't just stop at, okay, it didn't work. Okay, I couldn't help that person because it didn't work. No, I don't do that. Tell me, I want to know why it's not working. Now, that's because of my training background, I have a whole list of tools that can explain anything you tell me that is the reason why it's not working. We have tools that can fix that. It's just like a carpenter. They come in your house, and whatever's going on with that floor, that door, that wall, or that ceiling, whatever, they got a tool that can fix it. And they don't come and say, oh, well, okay, you know, that's, no, well, the floor is done. No, they'll build you a new floor if they have to. They'll build you a new ceiling, okay? So we got the solutions. We just need you to open up and talk to us and tell me what's stopping you from doing what it is, okay? So it's all we have time for today. Everyone, go out. Have a very, very, very powerful weekend. Get rest if you need to. Write that book if you need to. And, again, we're going to do some self-publishing training, because all of y'all got to write a book. If you got a business, especially in the service industry, and you don't have a book, that's not good. And I'll tell you why next week and some other days when we have a time to talk about it. But we got to get your book going. Got to get that going. I don't care if it's 8 pages. It doesn't have to be the great American novel. No. But if you have a business, you need a book. That's another way to market your business that's very, very inexpensive and a lot cheaper than TV ads, okay? So it's the new wave, the internet. This is the age of knowledge and information. So we'll talk about that next week. You all have a great, super, duper, duper week, each and every one of you. And give me a call if you have any questions. 888-714-7776. If I don't pick up, please leave your name and your number. I'll get the call later. And for those of you who know my cell, you can call my cell. I don't want to put it out on here because anybody can listen to this show. But, you know, there's some crazy people in the world. Let's face it. They're out there. Hello. But for those of you who know the cell, you can call the cell. Thank you. Have a powerful day.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Fall out with her, fall out.